saying goodbye to friends. Johnny was still dreaming and quietly singing praises to Jesus Christ's glory, although Jesus was slowly disappearing before his eyes. Suddenly, someone was pulling on his leg.
"Get up! Our meeting starts in just a minute!"
Johnny opened his eyes. Around him stood his closest friends, the ant, the bear, the fox, the owl and the cricket. They looked sad, but they still came for the Sunday worship service. Johnny hugged them all so tightly that they were very surprised. Then he told them all about his dream. There are dreams which are best forgotten and which don't mean anything. Yet this dream was very different. When he spoke of the train, the animals listened breathlessly. But what surprised them most was when he told them that Jesus had sent him after the dragon. Of course, none of them had considered that little Johnny could slay a dragon. They were even a bit afraid for Johnny. They loved him a lot and they didn't want to lose him. Ever since the talk had started about the dragon in the enchanted forest, all the animals had been afraid. Now, a new hope could be seen in their eyes. Johnny shone like the sun, and it was clear that he had decided to face the dragon. The news of the adventurous expedition quickly spread through the whole forest, and soon the time came for Johnny to say goodbye. The ant, called Playful, cried the most.
"Don't be afraid. I will soon come back."
Johnny cheered him up. "You, with the other animals, better pray for me every day, for I am facing a difficult task." Even the bear, who was not used to expressing his emotions, had to wipe tears from his eyes. Johnny asked him before all the other animals to encourage their friends in hard times, and the bear gave his solemn vow. The animals threw a farewell party for him. It was not sad at all. Indeed, they had made such a party that they recalled it over and over, and even today they tell it as a bedtime story to the young animals. As they walked him out of the forest, the old oak waved goodbye with her big branches. She was not as sad as she had been when Johnny first arrived. She now had hope too. And the little mushrooms, they competed amongst themselves to give him the most beautiful smile. They were thankful that they had found someone who was not afraid of the awful dragon.